We apologize for that delay, but it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand a former Portuguese star tops your sports report today.
Kim, former Portugal star Luis Figo, the 2001 FIFA World Player of the Year, has formally unveiled his manifesto in a bid to become president of FIFA, world football's governing body. The 42-year-old Figo is one of three men challenging incumbent Sepp Blatter for the FIFA presidency, one of the most powerful positions in international sports. The two others are Michael van Praag, president of the Dutch Football Association, and Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, a member of the FIFA Executive Committee. The election is scheduled for May 29th, when FIFA holds its Congress in Zurich, Switzerland. Figo talked about his proposals at Wembley Stadium in London. He says he's open to debate about increasing the size of the World Cup from 32 teams to 48 teams.
I think he's opening the debate in the Congress. It's only the odd matter regarding World Cup, confederations. They all want more spots in the World Cup. So I think it's the way that we increase the number of national teams. With that proposals, is coming teams directly more from non-European confederation, and we increase, of course, the money that can be received for invest again in grassroots and in football. Probably you gonna have more 3-4 days of competition, and the format, I think, is just to open the debate, is just that the people can think the possibility to have 48 teams, a World Cup playing in two different continents, 12 groups of four, and then the normal structure, no? I think it's good for the debate.
As the debate heats up as to who should be the next FIFA president, Luis Figo was asked why anyone should vote for him.
Well, I think I'm an independent person that can decide without any kind of stereotypes regarding what is good for football. I think I have presented today a strong manifesto with some important changes that allows the organization to have more transparency, to cares more regarding the associations, to cares about the development in football, to have care about the cooperation between all the stakeholders in football. I think with that, I will try to convince the persons that decide that FIFA needs really a change.
Luis Figo says, like many former football players, he wants to stay involved with the game and give back to the sport.
Being so many years in football, I think is the normal step too, because some of us decided to be coaching and some of us, they decide to be in manager or directors or president. So I think it's the really process, the normal process that everyone decides really what they want to do inside of football and for football.
That's former Portuguese football star Luis Figo, who is running for president of FIFA, the sport's international governing body. And Figo was speaking at Wembley Stadium in London. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, the VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
So the question of the week was,
Southampton versus Liverpool, Sunday at St. Mary's Stadium. Do you see Southampton's African duo of Victor Wanyama and Emmanuel Mayuka from Zambia, Wanyama is from Kenya, and Liverpool's Mario Balotelli and Daniel Sturridge as being big X factors in the match? So we had a couple answers, actually, and I think you have a good one you picked.
Yeah, so SS X-Men Man said both teams are doing really well and hope to see Liverpool there. they're in great form, and that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, Liverpool have been winning the past few games, minus Chelsea's loss to Carling Cup. So I think for fans of Arsenal or Chelsea or City or Manchester United, it's a good matchup because one of them is going to have to lose or draw. Mm-hmm. So that some points are going to be dropped.
So who do you think is going to be the X factor for that game?
I'm going to go with Sterling. Actually, he's not on that list, mm-hmm. So I'm kind of cheating. But I think Sterling, he scored in the FA Cup, I believe, this week. So he's in great shape.
I got to go with Super Mario Bertoli.
No. I mean, he did score his first. He's finally back. He's finally back.
You never know. He might score again. So
that's true.
We're going to play this quick game, X Factor. We're going to pick the games of the week, and we're going to bounce off each other, see who's going to be the X Factor in that game, and you're going to guess your score. So Chelsea versus Burnley, who's your X Factor, and give me the score of the game? Prediction?
Prediction. That's going to be an easy one. This is Chelsea's chance to get away from City. So I think Chelsea's going to win 3-1.
And who's the X Factor?
X Factor is going to be Costa again. So what about Man U and Swansea? Who do you have?
I'm going to say 2-1. Robin van Persie is injured right now. I'm going to go with Di Maria with 2 goals. And the final score will probably be 2-1. So we got Arsenal versus Crystal Palace. Who's your X Factor and what is your prediction for the game?
X Factor, I like Cazorla, but at the same time, I think Arsenal should fear Zaha, and he's in form for Palace. So I'd be scared if I was Arsenal, and it's an away game. But I still think Arsenal is going to grind out a point.
Because, I mean, if Man U probably has like the toughest one out of that three to go against. So
yes, definitely.
Arsenal, if they win and Manchester United can possibly tie, Arsenal bumps up to third.
Third, yep. And let's not forget that Manchester United actually lost their, I want to say, only home game to Swansea, and that was the first game of the season.
Yeah.
So they want to avenge that.
And moving on to more stats, since December 1st in 2012, Liverpool and Southampton have both 2 games apiece, which puts them at a tie. So whoever wins this game will have one game ahead. So let's see what happens. Injuries, just one main injury. Steven Gerrard is out with a hamstring injury. Ooh. I'm VOA's down.